producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Infringed. The nation's Second Amendment watchdog. Anti-gunners, get ready for the pain. The misinformation is over because this is the blunt object. From Gun Owners of America, this is Lock and Load with Bill Frady. Bill Frady.
All right. Finishing out the first week. Well, not the first week. The first week of Genesis Communications. Finishing out the first week of Genesis. On a Friday, this is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-317-6432. Going to be joined in the second hour by Rachel Lucas. I'm going to let her tell her story. I can mess it up and tell you myself. I'd rather her tell you her story. Suffice to say, she bruises a lot of anti-gunners in the most glorious ways. Now, in Ferguson, Missouri right now, we have a very volatile situation. And that was precipitated by the killing of an unarmed teenager. How this came about, you have two versions. You have the versions of the eyewitnesses, and you have the versions of the police. The police version is a young man was struggling with the officer, trying to take his weapon from him. And the officer fired his weapon in self-defense. Several eyewitnesses say the young man had his hands in the air and was surrendering when the police shot him. And that is the version that the residents of Ferguson, Missouri have gone with. And that has prompted hundreds of people to riot. And yes, the victim was a young black American man. For me, it is unfortunate and very counterproductive whenever they throw the racial component in it. But it almost always does. Our propaganda media, which likes to use the race card, almost always makes any such tragedy into a racial discrimination story. Sometimes it is. Sometimes it isn't. More often than not, race had nothing to do with it. On a regular basis, police shoot white people and Hispanics, and they obviously need to have a few remedial training sessions with some of these guys. It's also unfortunate that the vast majority of us, the law-abiding, somehow or other, in the eyes of the law, in the eyes of the courts, a policeman or policewoman is assumed to be guiltless in the face of accusations of police abuse. It's almost like when you put on a badge and a gun, you become incapable of human misconduct. I'm not suggesting that the majority of police killings, justifiable homicides, are not righteous. I do believe that the vast majority of people wearing the badge are good-hearted, sincere, law-abiding people who do a tough job outstandingly well. The vast majority of them do, but not all. And sadly, incidences of police abuse seem to be skyrocketing. You can find examples of their arrogance and overreach. They're all over the place. More and more law enforcement personnel have an us versus them mentality, and the them are us. They took an oath to protect and serve us. More and more policemen have a shoot first and ask questions later mindset, and more of them look upon their fellow citizens as the enemy. True story. A Christian policeman was recently asked to speak at a church gathering. The officer works in the traffic division of a small town. Mostly he gives out parking and speeding tickets. As he opened his address to his fellow churchmen, he said, "I am a cop. I work among the dregs of society." So people who park in the wrong place and drive 10 to 15 miles an hour over the speed limit are the dregs of society. That statement at that point should have disqualified everything that officer had to say after that. But the vast majority of Christians in the audience thundered their approval with the choruses of amen. And this sort of illustrates the depth of the problem we're now facing. Putting a badge and a gun makes a man no more righteous than putting on a tool belt or a fire suit or a waitress apron or a clergyman's frock or a welder's helmet or a lab coat or et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. If anything, putting on that badge and strapping on that gun makes them more accountable. They should be more accountable. Last month, an unarmed, once again, black American was choked to death by a police officer on Staten Island, New York. 5 years ago, an Oakland, California police officer shot and killed a young man while he was lying face down on a subway platform. 2 years ago, an unarmed Hispanic National Guardsman was shot and killed by a New York policeman during a traffic stop for having his hands on the steering wheel. The Oakland police officer was prosecuted and convicted. The Staten Island incident is ongoing, and the one that shot the National Guardsman in the chest for having his hands on the steering wheel was found to have complied with policy. Now, to add to this, and this is going to have to carry over into the second segment, I'm afraid, but see, right now the Department of Justice is looking at New York and Missouri. They're looking at these incidents and saying, we need to get involved in local policing and investigate what they're doing to curb the growing abuse of power. Are they kidding me? Are they kidding you? The reason our local and state police agencies are succumbing to increased examples of police abuse is directly due to the militarization of local and state police agencies by the U.S. Department of Homeland Security. They're providing the funding, they're providing the armaments, the military-style vehicles, the military-style tactics, the training for all of these local and state police agencies. This arrogance and these heavy-handed tactics can be attributed to the influence of the U.S. government's Department of Homeland Security. Now, the same U.S. government is going to widen its involvement with local police agencies in order to curb police violence. Get real. What's happening is the U.S. Department of Justice, or the U.S. Justice Department, excuse me, is widening its involvement in local police agencies in order to further its parochial political agendas to further promote political correctness. Now, this week, a constitutional sheriff got reelected despite having $500,000 thrown into the race from out of state to topple him. So there are good law enforcement people out there. There are good constitutional sheriffs out there because sheriffs are elected. But there's a second part to this story. All of these people that are involved in this, there's a second part to this story. Law is blind. Justice is blind. Law enforcement is supposed to be detached from emotion, and they're to be held accountable for their actions. And that doesn't exist here anymore now, does it? It's just not happening. That's part one. Part two is coming up. We'll be right back on a Friday. This is Lock and Load.
Gold isn't for you?
Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realist, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30% while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should too. Find out what they know. Call us and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional and installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply, I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the top right corner and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
Welcome back on a Friday. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-317-6432. Now, I spent the first segment beating up the people of, or not the people, excuse me, the police department of Ferguson, Missouri. Now, let's do the flip side, okay? If the killing of a young man in Missouri is unjustified, so is the ensuing riot that follows, that is going, basically ongoing right now, and the trashing of a city. If you live in a pretty decently sized metropolitan area. Based upon our history and what we see happening out there, you're one Rodney King or one Hurricane Katrina away from an all-out war against your family and your property. Because in a riot situation, you have the incident that precipitates the riot. Then you have the rioters. But what is left over from that are people that weren't involved and not involved. They're not rioters. They aren't the cops. They're not the victim. They're just the people at home. They're the people that own businesses. They're the people that had nothing to do with anything. And then they, their businesses, their property, their well-being is endangered by rioters. And what do we see in riots? Ferguson, the Ferguson Police Department could not contain it. Right now, you have the Missouri State Police supposedly involved in this, and they've taken it away from the Ferguson Police Department. We'll see how well they can contain it. But in Los Angeles, after the Rodney King incident, they couldn't contain it. They pulled back. Hurricane Katrina. They weren't out there trying to get people into little boats when the levees broke. They pulled back. And what's left are the people that aren't participating in the riots and the looting. And they're not the police. They're just people. They just live somewhere. They have family members. They might own businesses. They might work at businesses. And they're all subjected to the destruction of their property and the potential loss of life in the aftermath of an incident like these. Now, the Department of Homeland Security, the federal government, which is sticking their nose, especially the Department of Justice, which is sticking their nose into the local law enforcement tent, wants to disarm you. And follow along with me, if you will. So you have the federal government, which is influencing heavily and arming up and tooling up heavily local police departments. They want to come in and investigate local police departments, and at the same time, we know they want to disarm us. We know this because they say it all the time. And I don't have to read between the lines. I don't need Captain Subtext coming in on my side to decipher. I know it. They've telegraphed it. They want to disarm us. While they sort of set the stage for us to need to be armed. And just like in Los Angeles, with the Korean store owners that got out there and just stood in front of their shops, weapons in hand, we saw this in St. Louis. We saw this in Ferguson. We saw people standing out front with, you guessed it, the dreaded AR-15. Why the AR-15? Well, it works in these particular cases. This is why you have a standard 30-round magazine for these particular cases. Now, had President Barack Obama and Senator Dianne Feinstein, Frankenstein, whatever you want to call her, had their way a few months back, these people in North St. Louis would have been defenseless against the violent rioters that were attacking them. The presence, the mere presence of the AR-15 saved lives and much property in Los Angeles, California in 1992, in New Orleans, Louisiana in 2005, and in North St. Louis, Missouri in 2014. The mere presence. They want to take that away. Those, and, you know, one thing I'd like to go and find out is I'd like to find out how those people that were involved in those incidents, when before the incident occurred in North St. Louis, were these guys backers of the Barack Obama administration? Did they believe that the federal government should be Big Brother? Because here's the problem with relying on the federal government to be Big Brother. Big Brother, when the going gets tough, Big Brother disappears. He's not there. He shows up after all of the dangers has occurred and says, all right, don't worry about it. The government's here. We're in charge. you're looking around at your house that's still smoldering and everything else because you disarm just like they want them to. You know, you might have family members in the hospital. You disarm because they want you to be that way. And they show up after the fact. Now, in any kind, and this is the thing they don't want to admit, but I'll tell you, this is just the way I feel about it. In any kind of civil unrest, the best protection any of us have is God, the loyalty and dedication of good friends and family, people that are willing to protect your back, and a semi-automatic rifle with a detachable box magazine chambered in 5.56. Or 308, if that's your pleasure. If you don't have one of these, go get one. The market is waiting for you. It is cratered. Prices are never going to be this low again. Go buy one. If you don't have enough ammo, go buy it. And if you live in a state or city where they won't let you, look at relocating. Because those states or cities, if you'll notice, in a lot of cases, some of them are highly restrictive. Take on top of that, you know, what's happening with the immigration debate. We're about to see an uptick in violence in the United States. Right now in Texas, they believe they have 100,000 gang members, just in Texas, of illegal immigrants. And they've been attributed, their count is interesting. There's 5,000 rapes attributed to them and 2,000 murders committed by illegals alone in the state of Texas. MS-13, their ranks are swelling in the name of the children. So, rely on God, your family and friends, and an AR. If you can, go out and buy family members one, too. Because all of this has been very carefully manufactured. All right, we'll be right back on a Friday. This is Lock and Load.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products, most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
How's your pH today? Are you acidic? How alkaline is your blood and body? What is the pH of the water you drink? We are AlkaVision, and we have the answers. Drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining vibrant health and high energy, because bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline, high pH environment. If your drinking water isn't at a pH level of 8 or higher, boost it with AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Our unique formula will alkalize your water, ridding your body of harmful toxins and acid, and help regain energy and health. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise the pH of your body to optimal levels. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615, 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in four delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, six vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day, take them camping, or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional and installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
All right. Welcome back on a Friday. This is Lock and Load, the number to get in, 877-317-6432. Maryland last year enacted a little gun control, a couple of little gun control ditties that have done things like driven Beretta out of Maryland, which they got very upset for. They're calling them hypocrites for moving out of the extremely hostile environment in which they were living. They've moved out or moving out. Federal judge this past Tuesday upheld the banning of the AR-15 style rifles, which we just talked about, saved lives in certain places. She upheld the banning of them. The ruling in the case of Colby et al. Versus O'Malley et al. Pitted a number of plaintiffs, including both local and national gun rights groups, against Maryland in a challenge to the state's 2013 assault rifle ban. Let's talk about this whole assault weapon terminology. That was something that was put together by one of the gun-grabbing organizations with the understanding that this would provide that emotional hook they sought to make them seem more dangerous than they are. This case was filed last September and was heard in the U.S. District Court for the District of Maryland, who denied the plaintiff's request and found for the state. Coming from Judge Catherine Blake, a 1995 appointment to the court by President Clinton, in her 47-page order filed Tuesday, upon review of all parties' evidence, the court seriously doubts that the banned assault long guns are commonly possessed for lawful purposes, particularly self-defense in the home, which is at the core of the Second Amendment right, and is inclined to find the weapons fall outside Second Amendment protection as dangerous and unusual. Thank you, Judge. She went on to explain her reasoning that the 8.2 million AR-15s and AK-47s known imported or produced in the country between 1990 and 2012 represent no more than 3% of the current civilian gun stock. And this, she maintained, was highly concentrated in an even smaller 1% of the U.S. population. past that argument, she wrote that assault weapons, based on studies and briefs submitted by groups such as the Violence Policy Center and the Brady Campaign to Prevent Gun Violence, cause more injuries and fatalities when they are used. She went so far as to state that this class of semi-automatic rifles affected by Maryland's law is potentially even more deadly than the truly select-fire-enabled assault rifles that the military fields. She wrote, assault weapons are military-style weapons designed for offensive use and are equally or possibly even more effective in functioning and killing capacity as their fully automatic versions. Now, I'll tell you my problem with this, okay? I was laughing so much I choked myself. My problem with this is this judge doesn't know what she's talking about. The Heller decision stated that weapons in common use cannot be banned. Now, see, she gives her little caveat. And see, they tout this number, 8.2 million. A lot of that's probably based upon background checks. What about the dreaded ghost gun that's out there? Yeah, I've got two AR-15 80% lowers that I got from Ares Armor in there that I haven't done anything yet. Those two will add to the number of AR-15s out there. And I'm not going to be the only one that does that. There's millions of people doing that. So, and getting out there and stating that the semi-automatic civilian variant of a battle rifle is more deadly than the battle rifle is the stupidest thing I've ever... She justifies some of the other stuff. She justifies, well, you know, only 1% of the people in here. They're not a common unit. Well, Heller didn't, you know. A bigger judge than you doesn't think that way. She noted that the Supreme Court in the Heller decision that military-grade M16 rifles could be banned as dangerous and unusual. And then she wrote, given that assault rifles like the AR-15 are essentially the functional equivalent of M16s and arguably more effective, the same reasoning would seem to apply here. You're trampling all over a Supreme Court decision, Judge. Maybe it's time to retire. Because you've lost all sense of reason. The Violence Policy Center and the Brady Campaign, listening to them, that's basically admitting that they lied to me and I believe it. Or I actually endorse it. Because I'm going to rule based upon the lies. She knows their lies. She knows their lies. A judge, do you think a judge would get out there and maybe check the FBI criminal statistics as far as weapons use is concerned? When it comes to banning certain classes of weapons. Do you think if she's going to look at that, he or she, if they're going to look at that, they would look at the uniform crime statistics put out by the FBI? Because they would find that if they really want to ban some things that actually do more damage than these dreaded assault rifles, that they need to be banning hands and feet and knives and sticks and crowbars and bludgeons and, you know, all that other stuff, because that kills more people than all rifles combined, all long guns combined. She also found in her ruling that rounds fired from assault weapons have enhanced penetrating capabilities and therefore pose a higher risk to both law enforcement than the bullets fired from other types of firearms. I got bad news for you, lady. I really do. You don't know a damn thing about what guns do you? You really don't. Because rifle rounds, whether they are from a bolt gun that only shoots one round at a time and then you got to reload it, or they're from a semi-automatic with an built-in magazine or a tube-filled magazine, they all have a long barrel that builds up a whole lot of pressure that aids it in both trajectory and speed. Speed equals penetration. A long gun of any type has a much better chance of penetrating body armor just because of the pressure that round builds up on its way on its down its festive trajectory aimed at its final, you know, final designation. There is all rifles penetrate body armor. Especially the soft body armor that policemen wear. which makes me wonder why they don't wear more, because they're worried about, some of these people are worried about these things, but they're not kitted up to fight it. And you know why they're not? Because they know they don't really face it. They're just saying they're worried about it. When plaintiffs question the practice under the ban of allowing retired law enforcement officers to receive and keep assault weapons and large capacity magazines, she dismissed the objection, saying they're better equipped than the general public to handle and store firearms safely. That is bogus. That it couldn't get any more bogus than that. Let me tell you something. Police qualify when they have to. Some of them out there actually take the time, spend the money, and they go out there and they train because they want to be proficient. Those guys are to be saluted. But that's not the majority of them. That's not even the minority of them. It's a very small percentage of them. And once again, because they got a badge and a gun, they're guiltless. They're superhuman. She finishes by saying, therefore, that although the bans remove a class of weapons that the plaintiffs desire to use for self-defense in the home, there is no evidence demonstrating their removal will significantly impact the core protection of the Second Amendment. Thanks very much, comrade. Thanks very much. Maybe you and I can get together at the 20th annual Idiot Stasi Convention, if you believe that. Because I got very bad news for you. A shotgun, for example. You know, a shotgun with, what is it, a double-aught buck. You know what? I'm so worked up over this, I talked into the break. That's all right. I'll finish it when I get back. I'm not done with this idiot judge yet. We'll be right back on a Friday. This is Lock and Load.
Moms of America, stand up and stop taking abuse from your kids.
I pledge never to let my kid disrespect me ever again.
I pledge to stop letting my daughter walk all over me.
I pledge to stop living in fear of my son's anger.
I pledge never to feel like a bad parent ever again. Because I'm not.
I pledge to stop letting my child's behavior control my home.
I pledge to be a mom with kids who listen. A total transformation mom.
I'm Janet Lehman, co-creator of the Total Transformation Program. We created the Total Transformation to help parents with difficult child behavior. Now I'm giving it away free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free.
Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795. Call now. Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM1 from Terriganix. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganix.com, spelled TERRAGANIX.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM1 from Terraganix. Life's getting better.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic historic lows. You can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
All right, welcome back. On a Friday, this is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-317-6432. You know what? I'm going to leave the stupid judge alone because that issue is not over. That will continue working its way up the justice chain. Maybe they can get it to the Supreme Court where they've already made the decision and they can just pull back and go back to 2008 and look at that and say, hey, your law's unconstitutional. So we'll wait and see how that goes. Coming up next hour, we're going to be joined by Rachel Lucas. And Rachel's going to tell her story and what her organization does now. And I'm just going to let this go. This is just going to be me and you sitting back and listening to her. In the meantime, out of California, a Democrat named Mike Honda has introduced H.R. 5344, the Responsible Body Armor Possession Act. You know, if you read that, you would think that means it's a dangerous world and it's sort of irresponsible to be without body armor, so he wants to mandate its possession. Not constitutional, but you could argue that that's well-intended if that was his goal, but that's not what he has in mind. What he has in mind is keeping the possession of body armor responsible is to restrict that position only to the government-hired muscle. And a lot of the things, a lot of the incidents he used to cite the need for this kind of law, some people from guns.com got in touch with him and told him, you know, that's not true what you said. This is what really happened. And I'll give you an example. James Holmes, the Aurora shooter. Everybody said he was very heavily armored. He was as heavily armored as I am right now. He was wearing a Black Hawk strike vest, which looks awfully cool, but doesn't have any more ballistic stopping power than my shirt. But a lot of times I'll get out there and they'll say, heavily body armored, the assailant went around with his high-powered assault weapon and was just unstoppable. That's not true either. There's three types of armor. There's soft, there's ceramic, and there's steel. And with all of those, if you get hit by a round, you're not going, you know, when those rounds impact, you're not going, nothing can hurt me. You're not saying anything because the wind just got knocked out of you. And you may be on your back. And the other thing about body armor is for it to be effective, you have to get shot in the body armor. Now, Honda, once again, okay, this is the way they go. Listen to his terminology. This bill will keep military body armor out of the wrong hands. It would ensure that only law enforcement, firefighters, and the other first responders would be able to access enhanced body armor. So the wrong hands, I guess, that he's wanting to restrict it to is me and you. Now, I have body armor. And I'm going to have more body armor. And I've got a lot of body armor already. I've got three setups. And they're not going to get it because I'm not going to let them know, even though I just put it out verbally. But it's not all body armor he intends to ban, only that which is military grade. He says we're not talking about the standard bulletproof vest. We're talking about body armor that is designed for warfare, designed to protect against law enforcement ammunition. That's a word-for-word carbon copy of the language demonizing private possession of the so-called assault weapon as a weapon of war. My only question is, how often is our military called upon to fight against the law enforcement people? What have I been missing? I took a nap yesterday. Did I miss something? How do we apply this brand new distinction of military grade or enhanced body armor from the regular stuff that us lowly peons could still own under his proposed law? According to the text of the bill, military grade body armor is that which has been classified by the National Institute of Justice, the NIJ, as type 3 or higher, presumably leaving the type 3A and lesser armor legal. In a very general sense, that's the dividing line between soft body armor, which can be worn under clothing, and is going to work against most handgun rounds, but no centerfire rifle rounds, and rigid body armor, which can stop many rifle rounds. Not all rifle rounds. This ban, therefore, would apply to the body armor enhanced backpacks sold for use by school children, which a lot of people started buying after Sandy Hook. Apparently it's time to stop exploiting the murdered children of Sandy Hook Elementary and forget about them altogether now. So why, the question keeps coming up, why is it necessary to mandate that private citizens be penetrated by any rifle round that comes their way? How does that make society safer? His press release goes into detail explaining this. There is no reason this type of armor, which is designed for warfare, should be available in our communities except for those who need it, like law enforcement. There's nothing more dangerous than what a well-armored, unstoppable active shooter can do. This bill is common sense and long overdue. You're an idiot, Representative Honda. You are an idiot. Banning body armor is not going to stop a bad guy, if he wants it, from getting body armor. It doesn't stop him from getting guns. It doesn't stop him from committing crime. The Violence Policy Center, of course, they're very heavily on board with this. They say that mass shooters should not be able to purchase and wear body armor that was designed for military and police. Criminals who wear enhanced body armor embolden themselves to put law enforcement in greater danger. Can we say headshot? You know, I looked at pictures of the Ferguson police, and they had some of the most sophisticated long-range weaponry, like sniper rifles with scopes about the size of a Fiat, mounted on top of them, that they can take a shot, you know, 2 or 3 miles away, which is an exaggeration, and hit whatever they want to, which isn't. So, our law enforcement personnel and, curiously, firefighters, the only ones who might be shot with rifles, and who thus might benefit from protection from rifle fire. No! No, sir. Think Beltway Sniper. He is well aware that rifles are sometimes used in violent crime, and not only against cops and firefighters. He's also co-sponsored bills to ban assault weapons. He's also concerned about the possibility of handgun ammunition capable of penetrating armor once thought vulnerable only to rifle fire, to co-sponsor legislation that would empower the Attorney General to invent his own standards of what qualifies as armor-piercing handgun ammo and thus ban its position. Let me tell you something. Somebody that knows what they're doing can take a regular projectile and file it down to a sharp point. Okay? Unround it, make it angular, give it a point. That's going to aid it in penetrating body armor. Regular, okay, run-of-the-mill, harmless, round-nosed ammo can be enhanced. Honda says civilians don't need the items for protection. If a neighborhood is frequented by trigger-happy criminals, he says we should have more cops on the street. I tell you what, Representative Honda, you go ahead and you work with your game plan. What you've forgotten about is that this is the United States, and you're not in charge of nothing. You're a representative. Go represent. That's what your constituents want. By all means, push for it. But you don't get to do that to me. You don't get to decide what I need and don't need for protection. I'll decide what I need and don't need for protection. Thank you. His bill, by the way, generously allows anyone who already possesses military-grade body armor to keep it, but he doesn't seem very happy about this concession. He says that law enforcement should encourage people to turn in the items anyway. If there are records of sales, law enforcement could track these down. There you go. The Armor Registry. Coming up next, from Oregon, we're going to be joined by Rachel Lucas on a Friday. This is Lock and Load.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX, or my website, danpilla.com.
Next to water and food, you need a safe, storable fuel supply for your preparedness needs. Spare Fuel is the answer. Spare Fuel can be used in any gas-powered vehicle or generator. Spare Fuel is perfect for any unforeseen out-of-gas emergencies. Unlike gasoline, Spare Fuel is safe to store with your other supplies, and it can be stored for many years. Go to GetSpareFuel.com for special pricing. That's GetSpareFuel.com.
It's the heart of summer across America. Thoughts turn to childhood and long days of fun. Everybody would love to feel like a kid again. An HB extract can be a vital tool in your battle to stay vibrant and young, as it supports healthy blood pressure and circulation while balancing cholesterol. GCN and longtime sponsor HB extract want to help keep your heart healthy with the 30 bottles, 30 days summer giveaway. Enter to win by visiting GCNlive.com between now and August 29th and click on the contest banner in the top left corner of the page. HB Extract has helped tens of thousands of people worldwide feel good again, and they've done it with HB Extract's exclusive formula of wild-crafted and organic herbs. Here's to you enjoying many more long, warm, and fun-filled summers, free of pain and sickness. Visit GCNlive.com and enter to win in the 30 bottle, 30 days summer giveaway with HB Extract. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Sign up now at GCNlive.com.